Vail Resort CEO Rob Katz, U.S. Ski and Snowboard President Tiger Shaw, both wrote letters to those organizations about diversity. I'm going to talk about that today on the Ski Rex Media Podcast. Buddy Tim from Ski Rex Media once again on the Ski Rex Media Podcast. And this week, I want to make sure we know one thing. I'm not doing like a dumb rebuttal video. I'm asking, well, and this is just video. This is also audio for, you know, the audio podcasting listeners, all the watchers out there, the few that there are. But I have questions. I have questions about the letters that Bob Katz, Rob Katz, CEO of Vail, Tiger Shaw, president of U.S. Ski and Snowboard, they wrote talking about diversity, needing to improve diversity, actually, in their company, in their organizations, excuse me, and in the sports in general. Racial diversity, obviously the most pointed. That's why this is coming out now. That's a big topic currently in the U.S. We see it every day. We've all talked about it. I don't talk about it here a lot because I try to keep Ski Rex Media out of it. Tim will talk about it, though. I'll talk about it all day if you'd like. So hit me up if you need to. I'm here for you. But the odd thing about these two men who obviously know their industry, like they've both been in the industry for a long time, know how to run these organizations, you know, Vail Resorts and U.S. Ski Snowboard. And they're talking about diversity and in some cases cited what they feel like might be a personal failing. And I had to think to myself, guys, did you fail? Like, do you feel like this lack of diversity is a racist thing? Like, is that what we're talking about here? Because skiing's lack of diversity isn't based on racist folks. It's based on popularity and, in part, accessibility, which they also do go into. They do say that. They do say we want to make the sports more accessible to everyone. But it needs to be said to everyone. Don't worry about any person's race. Now, what do I mean by all that? Well, the popularity thing, like you can say, you know, you can argue, Tim, skiing's hugely popular. You've been in the industry too for, you know, a bunch of years, both working in the industry and as a participant in the industry, being a skier, and now with Ski Rex Media. But the thing is, for as popular as skiing is, it's not, and at least in the U.S., I should even probably say North America, but at least in the U.S., for as popular as it is, it's not other sports. And while some would say, well, we're not talking about viewership, we're talking about participation, I say those go hand in hand. Now, let's look at it from the idea of, say, the NFL. Very diverse sport. Both in viewership and fandom, people watching professionals, to people who play it. You know, high schools have football teams all over the place. Little peewee leagues, you know, flag football leagues, different variations of pro. Like, what do you have now? You got the NFL, the XFL gave it a shot, indoor league, shit, lingerie football, you know, like, this stuff is out there. Like, it's so super popular, and there's many ways that it's accessible. You can play it from day one to day dead, if you so choose. Baseball, the same. In fact, to the point of baseball is a great thing to bring up here as far as popularity. Again, so many people play it. Schools have teams, little, you know, peewee league teams, you know, little league. Minor league, major league, you know, just whatever league you can find. You can find it everywhere. And to the point of diversity, again, the professionals league, the MLB, is very diverse. Whites, blacks, Latins, you know, Asians, you know, what have you. you know, pick a race and they're in the MLB, you know, don't have to worry about diversity to the point that at the beginning of the 20th century, as you know, there were the all Negro leagues, different leagues that were just all black players. It was so popular that nobody even waited for unification. They just, everybody had their own thing and they went with it. In fact, there were Latin players in the Negro leagues. So, and then eventually it came together. It was just so popular, you couldn't stop it. Now, skiing doesn't have that kind of popularity here. It just doesn't. And we can do this from every, you know, I bet you if you go check the numbers, you'll find that, you know, well, I mean, let's look at it in the most simple way possible, something that any of us could have seen. I went to the Home Light Killington Cup, 20,000 people there over that weekend, about 2022. Like, an NFL game could get that on any given Sunday. You know, an MLB game can get that at any time. I don't know how well the NHL actually does, to be honest, so I won't talk hockey. I don't think it's the most diverse of all the major sports, but I mean, let's look at other sports that make it big. Talk about right now what's huge, MMA and boxing, man. Like, diverse sports, the players and participants make a lot of money. The fighters make a lot of money. I mean, we talk about some of the money skiers make now, and guys in, you know, there's been guys in combat sports that have lost and made more in one shot than some of the skiers make in a lifetime career, you know? I guess I'm saying is, like, popularity will bring diversity. So is it a racial question? Is the question. And I know diversity, obviously, excuse me, we're talking about racial diversity. But does the race have, do races have to be called into question? Meaning, I feel it's a silly question for these people to sit around and say, Jesus, how do we get more black people to go skiing? Like, I think the question should be, how do we get more people to go skiing? It's not a question of race. It has nothing to do with race. People don't enjoy it the way you and I do. I'll tell you from a personal standpoint, when I lived in New Jersey and I had my groups of friends and I, you know, I talked about it at work all the time. And from work, my work friends, I had gotten 3 out of every single person I talked to at work to go do this with me. And a few of them did it anyway. They didn't necessarily go with me. But just from the 3 alone that I got to get into it brand new, one, she snowboarded for one day, has never gone back, is not interested, in fact, hates the cold so much she moved to Las Vegas. I have another friend who would go with us yearly. The only time he would really snowboard is when he went with us back here to Vermont, but he went with other people once, maybe twice. Doesn't really do it anymore. And then I have the third kid whom I taught how to ski, and he still does it from time to time, but definitely not as often as, you know, he could or should or maybe even wants to. I don't know. But that's 3 people out of everyone I asked to go who just weren't interested. Weren't interested. And I didn't just ask white folks. These 3 people were white, but in particular, but other people just didn't want to go. Now, let's be friggin' honest here. I had to joke. I talk about this to everybody. And, you know, you get a chuckle out of when the black guys are like, nah, dude, black people don't like the cold. That's a chuckle between us. Is it right? I don't know, because it is a stereotype. It is a racial statement, even though a black person said it. It was between us. It doesn't really make it right. Obviously, we shouldn't stereotype, even if we can laugh at it together. It's not a right thing to do, you know. But the point after that, they said, nah, dude, it's just really not my thing. I'm just not interested. White people, black people, Asian people, Native American people, you know, you name it. You know, the most people said, no, I'm just not interested. So it has nothing to do with race. And you could say, Tim, well, that's your personal experience. Like, what about everybody else in the world? Well, like, obviously, I can't say everybody in the world. But what I can say is that it shouldn't be defaulted just because it is a non-diverse sport. It really could be a function of there's just nobody here. People ask, why is Vermont not, you know, very diverse? Why is Vermont not a very diverse place? Are you all racist up there? I say, all who? There's nobody here. This entire state has less than 1 million people, and not like 999,000. It has about 600,000 for people here. One of the lowest, you know, populations in the country. It's also very small, obviously, square miles wise, but, you know, in land area, but there's nobody here. You can't have diversity if you have no people. New York City's diverse. It's got 9 million residents. And then how many people who visit it every day? You know, that's just a city. That's just one city versus our entire state. They get more tourist visits in a day than we get in 10 years, dude. It's not about race. It's about just plain numbers. And with skiing and snowboarding, for as cool as I think it is, for as cool as you think it is, it's just not overly popular. And again, I cite other sports, both participation and viewership. I bet you if you line the numbers up of American sales in a company like Louisville Slugger, I bet you if you see how much equipment they sell and how much money they make versus Burton on an average year, even though the Burton equipment is far more expensive, and we'll get into that, but numbers, like units sold, I'm willing to bet more bats go out than snowboards. You know what I mean? And here's to that point of popularity and accessibility, actually, because accessibility is the other issue, which again has nothing to do with race. It just has to do with a map. That's all it is. For instance, with accessibility, well, think about it. Let's think about this for a second. To ski, you need a hill with some way to slide down it. And I'm not just talking snow. You could have plastic hill like Snowflex down there in Lynchburg, Virginia. You need to have something like that around. You don't have that everywhere. You have to go up into the mountains. But what do those mountain towns have that every other town in America has? A baseball field, a soccer field, a football field, a basketball court. Like, these sports are more popular for participation, for viewership and fandom, for professionals. Lord knows LeBron James, his contract, he makes more in a year than probably the entire U.S. ski and snowboard roster. And that's just his base pay. That doesn't even include his friggin' endorsement deals and other business deals. Shoot, I bet you he could buy the U.S. ski and snowboard team. Bet you he could if he wanted. Absolutely. Think about that. Think about that. If it's not popular, why would other people do it? You know, and that's actually for outdoor sports in general. Outdoor sports aren't overly popular. They feel popular because we go to these places, state parks, national parks, ski mountains, and we say, well, you know, they're packed. They're packed. And I'm like, well, yeah, there's enough people to pack them. And the traffic sucks. I know it. I've heard it. You know, I-70 out in Colorado in the middle of winter sucks. You know, we've all seen what Utah, the area of Utah near the Cottonwood Canyons, they're looking for any way to alleviate traffic up there. Any way they can do it. They want to run buses and gondolas. They want Star Trek teleporters so bad they can taste it. And yet, one Major League Baseball game crushes the attendance of a ski mountain. More people will play baseball. And you know that because skiers play baseball. And obviously some baseball players play ski or snowboard. But is it the same going back and forth? I don't know. I don't think that has anything to do with race. Diversity here is just a function of there's not as many people doing it, and not as many people as it would appear. And again, it feels like that's not right because there are so many. If you go to the wrong hill on the wrong day, you can't get a parking spot. You'll be walking in for a mile and a half. It's better to take the bus anyway. But, you know, 70% of our country is white. So if there's, you know, you gotta start thinking that really, we don't have to figure out how to force diversity into it. We have to figure out how to force more people into it and not force. That's stupid. But that it feels like these guys are trying to force diversity instead of saying, well, if we keep promoting the sport, because let's be honest, like let's talk about viewership to this point. Viewership, the Winter Olympics is just in decline. NBC is, you know, they've seen it get less and less popular. The people who do watch skiing and snowboarding that don't do it, they're watching freestyle events. They're not watching downhill events. And the ones who are watching downhill events might not be watching cross-country events. Each one, like, honestly, like, downhill skiing can be very exciting. To watch it can be very exciting. To watch it in person is even more exciting, especially if you're on the fence. But unless you really like it, can't you see how someone might think it's really boring? Just up, down, up, down. NASCAR pulls in more of a television audience than skiing in the United States. And it's just dudes going around in circles. That can get boring. Baseball can get boring. And yet, highly diverse. Everybody loves it. It's an amazing thing for people. And we're talking about skiing being needing more diversity. Diversity has nothing to, race has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it, which is why I don't understand why these two men, Rob Katz and Tiger Shaw, said this. Like, why are you worrying about diversity other than the fact that that's everybody, what everybody's talking about? Like, just because everybody else is talking about it doesn't mean you have to talk about it in the context of the sport. Like, sometimes it just doesn't matter. And in this case, is one of those times that just doesn't matter. Now, accessibility is another reason. But then again, that doesn't have anything to do with race. That has to do with money. The skiing is expensive. Snowboarding are expensive. And we can test the accessibility question. I'm going to go really dramatic with this test. You know, something like Vail Resorts, if they want to test accessibility versus price, slash the tickets in half across the board and give everybody $5 rentals. And test it. Is it going to make you more racially diverse? There's a good chance it's going to be, because you're just going to get more people across the board. And you don't have enough room for them. That's a fact. Like, if skiing gets too popular too fast, there's not going to be room for anybody. It's going to kill it, which is also what jams up the popularity. People get pissed that they can't get to the hill. And I mean, that could be part of it. Again, I don't have a lot of numbers here on this. And you could say, Tim, if you're talking about it, why didn't you do more research? Well, I don't want to talk about it from a research. All we hear every day is people throwing statistics, throwing polls at each other, throwing this, throwing that. We can be more civil. Like, if we need statistics, we will do it. Like I said, NBC has said that the Olympics are in decline for viewership. You know, but I don't even have the actual numbers, the percentages. I just saw that they, you know, I read it. They said, we're in decline. Okay. You know, and that's with over the last few years, the addition of freestyle events. You know, and which are the most exciting events. Everybody loves the X Games, both summer and winter. Why? Freestyle events. The Dew Tour. The Freeride World Tour. You know, more freestyle. Well, Freeride World Tour isn't really a freestyle event. It's a free ski event. But, you know, it to that point, it's more exciting. And people aren't watching it if it's not exciting. And then if it's not exciting, people might not even want to try it. But accessibility, you know, it can happen. You know, that is a part. That's actually what I was talking about, was accessibility. Now, here's how you're going to end up testing accessibility. Not just by chopping prices across the board. And not just by increasing viewership. Because the viewership is actually, and that's why I brought that up there, is that is part of accessibility. If it is seen, if it is promoted, and it looks cool, people are going to want to try it. That's why people play baseball. They think, this is an awesome sport. I want to play it. They're football, you know, and, you know, people are going to want to try the freestyle stuff. But they have to get up there. Accessibility is going to be tested when COVID-19 is over, because places like Snowflex, the Plastic Hill down in Lynchburg, Virginia, is going to get to open. They might even be open. I'm not sure what Virginia's, if Virginia's opening up as quick as other places. But the big test will be Big Snow at American Dream down there in New Jersey in the Meadowlands. It will be much easier accessible, or much easier to access. Why? Because A, you don't have to drive all the way to hell up here to get to it. It's, you know, you can see it. You can practically see it from New York City. So it's right there. You can take the bus. You don't even have to drive to it. You can take the bus. If there's something going on at Giant Stadium, the train's running. Like, I could literally right now go get my local bus, go get a Greyhound down to the city, jump on an NJT, and be there. I don't have to take my car even from way up here for a day in the summer. And you don't have to have equipment. Now, the rent, you know, it's the day ticket, it's because it's only like a 2 or 4 hour ticket. So it's not bad, but it's not expensive. Not super expensive, but it's not cheap. But they can rent you everything. they'll rent you your equipment all covered up, hat, you know, jacket and pants and skis or snowboard, and you can learn how to do it, and it's right there. You don't have to go far. That's going to test if accessibility will bring about popularity, and we're going to see. Now, these indoor facilities are popular in other parts of the world, but then again, skiing and snowboarding are both popular. Well, snowboarding started here, so, you know, you're going to probably find more snowboarders here than in a European hill, but then again, you will find more skiers than both versus what we have here. They love it over there. It's a different ball game, and we all know that. Taking another drink, excuse me. So the indoor hills could bring about a new era of popularity, and because they will be accessible, because they are in the urban areas. Now, when I say urban areas, I'm not saying anything else other than that's where all the people are. You know, like I said, New York City has literally just over nine times as much many people as our entire state. But those people don't always want to leave the city. These people don't always want to leave the city, and that's for their reasons. I could tell you a personal about that. When I was living in Las Vegas, I used to love to go out to the Valley of Fire State Park and hang out there. I love that place. And I would go into work, again, mixed race, and say, dude, Valley of Fire, awesome, dude, right? Isn't that place cool? And they'd say, nah, I don't know. And I say, what do you mean you don't know? Like, we've never been there. I'd be like, but it's 40 minutes up the road. What do you mean you've never been there? And they say, dude, we're city people. We don't go outside. And I say, what? And they say, no kidding. We just haven't taken the time to go out there. It's not a big thing for everybody. And that's another part of it we don't want to think about. I think skiing has some arrogance to it. Like, we think everybody's going to like it. Not everybody's going to like it. And we know that because not everybody does. Not everybody likes the cold. Not everybody likes the travel. I don't do well in high altitudes. You know what I mean? It's cold, and it's physically intensive, just like any other sport, you know. Takes a little bit to master. Not so hard to learn, but takes a bit to master. It's just not easily accessible, and then not everybody wants to do it. But like I said, for accessibility, the indoor hills will prove that. Because if Big Snow is popular, I mean, there's two others that were in the works pre-COVID-19 outbreak. There was the one in Virginia that was going to be a big indoor training center and big, you know, have cool hotels and restaurants. It was going to be a big to-do. And the company that owns American Dream, they also own the Mall of America and that super giant mall up in Edmonton. They were going to build a new facility in Miami. And it was going to be bigger than American Dream here in New Jersey or up in New Jersey. And it was also going to have another indoor ski facility. Again, American Dream is across the river from New York City. Super diverse. You drop another one of these in Miami. Super diverse. If they get popular, those are super diverse areas, you're going to automatically see the diversity of the sport come up. It's not about diversity, kids. It's about popularity. And the big thing about this episode is really not to question what's going on in the world, but to say, if we look at it as part of it is accessibility. And again, sometimes people just can't get up into the mountains, you know? People from Denver don't always go skiing. You know, that's what, you know, if you want us to talk about why people don't go, that's a great place to start, because it's a whole city full of people, very diverse, you know? But the sport that's right up the road isn't. And again, it could be expense. You know, this sport is very expensive, but it doesn't have to be. And we can do stuff about that. You know, these two guys, Katz and Shaw, I think it was Katz mostly who said, you know, we should start doing stuff to get people who can't necessarily afford it up to the hill. I was like, that's a great idea. I'm totally with that, especially kids. If you get them started young, that's the best time to start kids young. I would love to do that myself. I would love to have the Ski Rex Media, you know, City Foundation, where I can just bust kids up here. And, you know, I don't have that kind of cash, so it would need investors and need a lot of funding. But, you know, all in all, it would be finding a mountain who would host it, who could put up the tickets, the rentals, and a couple of instructors. You know, if they wanted to be charitable, then I would need a couple buses. So I need a bus company for that. And then to partner with, you know, a local city, organization that could help get it done. The logistics on paper are pretty easy. It's getting everything done would be hard work, and that's fine. And I'd be willing to do that. My only worry is, would there be interest? If we said, hey, who wants to go up to the mountains and ski or snowboard? You know, learn how to do it. You might get a lot of interest, but then you might get people who try it once and are like, yeah, I'm not doing that again. Not my thing. It was cold or I got hurt. And that's something I've spoke about a lot. You know, people do this and they just don't like it. And so is it a question of, is it actually a question, like, should we be questioning diversity or should we be questioning the idea that maybe we should make it more popular, get more people doing it and watch diversity come along as just naturally? And again, we've seen that with other sports, both in viewership, professionals on TV and participation, football, you know, schools have football teams, and people play it, you know, they who aren't professionals, who aren't even amateurs, like, you know, just in the neighborhoods, you know, people play flag football and people play tackle football and two-hand touch. And we play it in gym class, baseball and softball for that matter. Softball doesn't have a professional league, but baseball is huge to the point where it was so huge that during times of segregation, you had two major leagues, one all white folk, one all not. And, you know, finally those got brought together. I just don't see the reason to talk about it. You know, I get why you're thinking about it because that's what everybody's thinking about right now, but we have to make sure we're putting that energy, like, don't question skiing's diversity. Like, it's just not popular enough to be diverse. It just isn't. And like I said, because of part of that's accessibility, but if it was more accessible, then it would be more popular. You know, if we could show people that, hey, it is an expensive sport, but it doesn't have to be an expensive sport, and we'll get you up here, maybe it would get you more popular. Or the indoor facilities. Like, look, you don't have to go nearly as far. It's right there, and that's not as expensive. And no, you don't get to be outside all day. You only get to be inside for a couple hours. But at least it gets the ball rolling. And then if the indoor places become more popular, you know, especially in the cities, because think about your typical mountain town. I've lived in ski towns. They don't have a lot of diversity. Then again, they don't have a lot of people. And everybody in that ski town, they don't ski either. They don't. When I worked at Mount Snow, it was like me and five other people, it felt like. All the lifties rode. But in like ticket sales, not everybody rode. I mean, again, that's gonna vary from mountain to mountain, obviously. But the point is that everybody who lives in that town, you know, the locals aren't the ones skiing there. The tourists are, you know, and that's true. Anybody will tell you that. So again, diversity in skiing's case is a function of popularity. The more popular it gets, especially with indoor facilities going up near cities, which are more diverse than mountain towns, because there's more people there, you're going to see diversity change. It's really not something to worry about, especially in an era where, or especially at a time, not era, but a time where this is such a volatile topic because of the things that have going on. The George Floyd incident, I say incident because I, for lack of a better word, I'm definitely not downplaying it. You know, people want to talk about race and it seems they want to inject it into everything, but diversity in skiing and snowboarding is meaningless because it's not popular enough. For as popular as it is, it's not a race thing. Skiers aren't racist. Snowboarders aren't, you know, racist. I mean, okay, some of them probably are, but that's not the thing. Like, you want to ask, like, Tiger Shaw, have been coaches been turning away, you know, people that aren't white just for that fact? If that's true, then there's something to deal with. But as a general thing of, no, the sports are just all white people, I'm like, well, then we need just more people. You know, it's going to be, diversity will come when it's more accessible and more popular. You know, I truly believe that. Here's what it really comes down to. If we talk about something that would change based on popularity, then it's meaningless because nobody's being racist. No one's stopping black people, Latin people, Asian people, Native American, Polynesian, you know, you name it. You know, no one's stopping them from doing it. There are no segregated hills. I'm not even sure if there were any. Like, there were segregated golf courses, white-only golf courses, Negro and white leagues. Like, that doesn't happen now. And especially now, it doesn't happen. I'm worried that if people keep looking to force a diversity where it's just, it just doesn't mean anything, in a place where it doesn't mean anything, where it's based on just, there's just not a lot of people. Like, so if there's 70% of white people in America and your popularity of your sport isn't very high, you got to figure that that's a function of that. You know what I mean? If you were in a predominantly black country and skiing was equally as popular, is it going to be predominantly black? You see what I'm saying? Like, does this make sense? I hope it does. And because when I was talking this out all day and really working on this, it came out so much better. And now that I'm putting it on mic, it's not coming out as well as I hoped. But my problem with it is now we're asking this question about skiing diversity, which is meaningless when there's very meaningful race-based questions. Like, are we going to talk about, on one hand, skiing diversity versus actual racism that could cause someone bodily harm or death or worse, property damage, like real hardcore ugly racism in your face? Like, I'm going to go deal with that. Skiing diversity, being a lover of skiing myself, I'm not dealing, that's nothing compared to the real thing. You know, like a lack of diversity versus popularity and accessibility as a function of popularity and accessibility, that's nothing. Real honest to God racism, that's what I'm going to deal with. The people are going to say, which one do you deal with, Tim? Will you help us with, the real issue? Like, yeah, I'll come back and go skiing when it's done. But I would rather stand up for someone who, against people who have said, no, you can't do this because of the color of your skin, because I am white. I am a white supremacist. So you can't do this. I'll go deal with that guy or woman, as the case may be. I will deal with that. I'm not dealing with diversity in skiing. So again, what it comes down to is I'm worried that issues like that, that aren't, at least in my opinion, aren't real race issues, are going to take away from the ones that are. We're going to throw out something like, I've been thinking of, and these two men, Rob Katz, CEO of Vail, Tiger Shaw, US Ski and Snowboard, I'm not disrespecting them at all. I respect them absolutely for the jobs they do and the jobs that in the work they have done in those jobs. But forget about the industry for a minute. It's okay that skiing and snowboarding are not diverse, because there's not a lot of people doing that. And there are a lot of people, but as I keep saying, versus everything else, like every other sport in America, participation and viewership of professional events, it's at the bottom of the list, or it's near the bottom of the list. Obviously, it's going to be more than some sports. Like, I'm pretty sure skiing still gets more viewers and participants than disc golf or even mountain biking. But it's not up there with football, MLB, NHL, NBA, soccer. It's not there. Again, MMA, boxing, the WWE and the other sports entertainment, professional wrestling companies, they're doing more money. Think about like this. And this actually also goes to the expense. Actually, let me dip back real quick, and I apologize for doing this. But this is a question of the question of accessibility versus cost. Skiing is very expensive. A pair of skis can run you $700-$900 brand new. A brand new iPhone can run you $700-$900 brand new, and more people buy those left and right. Theme parks, I'll bet you, ski tickets are running between $50 and $150 a day. Some theme parks run between $50 and $150 a day, or close to $100 a day. Theme parks are hugely diverse and probably have more visits than ski. I mean, we're talking Vail resorts. Let's talk about Vail Mountain. What is their ticket? $130. What is a Disney World ticket? I don't know offhand. I know it's not cheap. How many more people are going? And I'm not even talking 365. Like, if you just want to take it from the height of the ski season, from when the slopes open to the slopes close, just take that time. How many more people are going to Disney World, Disneyland, a great, Six Flags park, a water park, all diverse, all absolutely diverse, willing to spend the same amount of money? Maybe not quite the same, because again, equipment, travel, all that, I get it. But when you break it down to the simple things, people will pay that for entertainment if they want to do it. as we know, because we pay a shitload of money for skiing, and just not as many people want to put their money, invest that time, invest into that equipment and stuff like this. That's just not what they want to do. So maybe I'm wrong, but I am worried about if we keep, but those are also diverse, and if we keep questioning diversity in something as foolish as ski numbers, it's going to take away, as I said, from the real race-based issues. Like, if you have a group of racists who are throwing words that they shouldn't be saying and attacking people and blowing up and burning down buildings and things like this, and we're now lumping in, you know, diversity in skiing and snowboarding, like, come on, dude. I just don't get it why we're even questioning that and why we're going to that. And again, I kind of get it because of what's going on in the world. But I was like, wait, I know skiing's not diverse. I know snowboarding isn't diverse. I also know there's not nearly as many people doing that as playing football, basketball, or anything of the like. We're watching it, for that matter. It's not nearly as accessible, and it's not nearly as popular. In Europe, it has more popularity than here. That's another way you know, and I don't know if it's diverse over there or not. Again, opposed to, you know, I just don't know. And I could be wrong. I could be the idiot here. You know, you could say, Tim, you just don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, maybe I don't. You know, maybe I don't. But that's how I see it. So, like I said, Mr. Katz, Mr. Shaw, I'm not disrespecting you at all. I just think that you're overthinking it. You know, if you have a personal issue with it, you, like I said, Mr. Katz said something about a personal failing. Dude, if you want to talk about that, Mr. CEO of Vail, Rob Katz, Mr. Shaw, President of US Ski Snowboarding, if you guys want to talk about that, you can call me up. We can talk, baby. I don't mind. Tim is here to help in any way he can, but we have to realize that the problem, I don't think, is the problem you think it is. That you don't have diversity because you just don't have enough people doing it. And if all of a sudden, you know, another 100,000, 200,000 people, like I said, the indoor places, it's very possible. It'd be interesting to see on a given day, as, I mean, right now, Big Snow, I don't, you know, their numbers don't mean anything. They got to open for 2.5 months. Or maybe 3 months, and then they got shut down. They still don't know when they can open. I did see today that Governor, what's his name, Phil Murphy, is that him in New Jersey now? I don't know. When I lived there, it was Chris Christie, so that's, you know, what do I know? But he just, you know, took down their stay-at-home order, and then they can go out and play. To a point, still social distancing, still limitations, but at least they can go out and play. So I don't know. I could be 100% wrong about all of this. I really could. But you know me. I don't mind being wrong. If I'm wrong, then I learn something new. I don't know. I don't see the problem as a race-based issue. And some people say, well, it has to be. It's diversity. I was like, no, it's not. The diversity doesn't matter when there's not as many people doing it. Diversity is only a function of who happens to be standing around at the time. You know, the United States is a diverse country. Vermont is not part of, you know, Vermont's part of that, but there's no real diversity here. If I'm standing in Vermont, I'm in a not diverse area. If I'm standing in New York City, I'm in a diverse area. You know, it means nothing more than that. That's what it means. And, you know, if city people don't want to go skiing, they don't have to. Like, you don't have to say, you know, God, we need more black people skiing. Well, we'll get that if it becomes popular, but if it's not popular, no one's going to do it. You know, no one wants to do it. It's a popularity and accessibility issue. It has nothing to do with race. Again, that sounds stupid because diversity in this case is about race or even gender or whatever it may be. But without popularity, there's no one doing it anyway. You know, for as popular, for as many millions of dollars that are made in the ski industry, as many thousands of people go and do these things, you know, look at the other sports and what, you know, the amount of people who play those professionally, and what those teams get and the money they make and the viewership they get. Look at the equipment, you know, how many more basketballs and footballs and baseball bats and baseballs and gloves and helmets are sold than just for our seasonal skiing and versus our seasonal skiing and snowboarding. Like, again, I don't really have those numbers because I didn't research them, because I really don't think we have to, because we know it. We know that, you know, yeah, it sucks that we can't get a parking spot on a weekend, But if these sports actually become as popular as football, basketball, baseball, hockey, we're not going to get a... we're going to have to open new mountains just to accommodate people. Just to accommodate people. There won't be a such thing as a closed mountain. If skiing and snowboarding had the popularity of the NBA, the NFL, the MLB, NHL, there wouldn't be a closed mountain. There just wouldn't be a single closed mountain in the U.S. Anywhere. Every mountain, all these, but we just talked a couple weeks ago about the lost and closed ski hills and ski resorts. Those wouldn't be closed. They wouldn't be, because we'd need to open them for people to go to. Like, and you would see other companies spending even more to invest in these places. Like, you wouldn't see friggin' Haystack Mountain down there, the Hermitage Club, being sold for $8 million and people trying to work it into being some kind of, you know, still trying to work with that private ski hill thing. And I keep saying it just isn't going to work there. It just isn't going to work. But if it became so popular, you know, someone could just open it to the public and be like, that's money, because we need a place to put them. And people would want that. And obviously, and we know that. We know that's how business basically works. It, you know, when people demand it, you get more of them. You know? So I don't know. Maybe I'm full of it. Maybe I'm the idiot here. Again, no disrespect to Tiger Shaw and Rob Katz, whose links to their letters will be, or at least to the Snowbrains articles that can, if that, those are the links I have to use that have the letters in them, will be down in the description. You can take a look at that. You can tell me I'm wrong if you want. You can use, you know, all the contact information, social media, and email is also down in the description for Ski Rex Media. But this was just my opinion. Yes, skiing is very not non-diverse, but then I don't think there's enough people doing it to make it diverse anyway. So there you go. It's really just a function of, you know, where we live. And that's it. It has nothing to do with racist, you know, anything. Like, you don't have to force it. To force it, I think, would be a racist statement. How do we get more black people to ski? Like, wow, single them out much? Like, I find that question to be racist, or could fit under the definition of racist. Not that I'm trying to start trouble. I'm really just trying to get my point across, is that this isn't a function. You know, the diversity of skiing is meaningless until you get enough people to want to do it. Like, you know, If every white person in America skied, then we might have something to talk about. But we don't, because not everybody likes to do it. It's a winter sport. People don't like winter. I bet you more people visit the beach in the summer than visit any ski mountain in the winter. I'll bet that real money. You know, people would rather do warm weather stuff, or stuff that can be done in the warm weather, or stuff that you can just pick up a ball. Like, it's not just the price of the equipment, man. It's the amount. To play basketball, you need a basketball and the city court. That's it. Or, you know, your school's court, or your own basketball hoop in the driveway. That's all you need. For skiing, you need skis, boots. Snowboarding, you need a snowboard, boots. Skiing, you might need poles for both. You need gloves, pants, jacket, maybe multiple of those, goggles, helmets now. Like, come on. And then you could say, well, football, you need helmets, pads. I was like, you don't need them. Because, you know, for the same reason, if someone was skiing in their backyard, they're probably not using a helmet. You know what I mean? You know, I just don't see it as a racial issue, an issue of race that needs to be brought up, at least right now, while real racial questions are trying to be answered, real racists are being dealt with, real shit is getting dealt with, and we're talking about how to get a few more people to go skiing. Like, just make it cheaper. You know, get the buses up there and open a couple more hills, like indoor facilities, and, you know, near people, and they will do it, and you will see diversity go up with popularity. That's just all it is. That's what I think anyway. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you hate this. Maybe you think I'm a racist for saying it. Even though I didn't say anything bad about any race whatsoever. I was just saying race has nothing to do with it. And diversity is a meaningless question in this sport. So I don't know. Let me know if you hated it. Let me know if you loved it. Stay tuned for next Saturday's virtual live stream and virtual opera party this coming Saturday. Written content each day. I know the last couple days I only did like one a day, but there's reasons for that we don't need to get into here. And I hope you enjoyed this one. If you enjoyed it, or even if you hated it, and if you think I'm wrong, Tell me that, and then tell me why. Because like I said, this was all about questions. And yes, I gave my final opinion, but I was just asking questions. Why are we talking about this when there's so much more important things to talk about? I don't know, but thank you for watching, everybody. I really do appreciate it. If you'd like to support the program, make sure you subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe where you choose to listen to the audio podcast. Make sure you subscribe on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Ski Rex Media. Make sure you subscribe to SkiRexMedia.com if you could. Subscribe everywhere you'd like. Like everything if you could, that you would like to. If you want to support the program, there's the merch shop. Again, link down in the description. 10% off this week on everything. Shirts and coffee mugs and, you know, all kinds of stickers and magnets and all kinds of different stuff there. And then there's the Patreon, of course, and links are all provided in the description. So if you're listening and you're on the road, you don't have to use your phone illegally while you're driving. You can just wait till you get home. Okay. I am Tim from Ski Rex Media. Thank you for watching. Once again, I will see you all out there this winter or whenever, and take care of yourselves. And like I said, I'm here, man. If you need to talk about something that has to do with all the craziness going on in the world, man, all the contact links are below, guys. All right. Have a good one, y'all. I'll see you on the next one later.